started closing them down, they put the money in for all the stations and added some new ones. So he became convinced that the only way to accomplish this was just to do it. To make the announcement and make the decision and the announcement and hold the line. His effort to do it through the budget in the past have been unsuccessful. As you know, these are very small installations, most of them. They have annual budgets of $25,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year. They're 2-, 3-, 4-man stations.
Will you ask him for that information on the REA? I told him about it this morning. He hadn't heard from me.
Yeah.
I told him you'd ask him, and so he can get out his wires on that.
Very good.
Now, if we lowered this feed grain thing, are we going to be subject to the charge? We lowered rice and we lowered cotton, but we didn't lower feed grain?
Well, in a sense we are, Mr. President. What we can do, you see, what they're doing is switching the, they're actually lowering the support price, but raising the payment so that the total that a farmer gets is $1.25 a bushel. Now, what this means is that there's less support for the non-cooperator in feed grain. The non-cooperator is a little bit worse off on this basis than he was before. The cooperator is exactly the same as he was before.
Well, does that make us little? Is the cooperator the same on cotton?
No. The cooperator comes down on cotton.
Doesn't he come down on cotton and rye?
By a penny a pound. And the cooperator is down on rice as well.
Well,
not very much in either case.
Proportionally, what would it be to wheat if you gave the same reduction you give on cotton and rice?
Now, let's see. It's about, on cotton, it's roughly a little over 3%. On wheat, it's about, let's see, 20 cents on a basis.
I mean rice.
On rice, it's a reduction of about 20 cents on a basis of 470. That'd be about 4%, 3% on cotton, 4% on rice. Now, 3% on feed grains would mean about 3 to 4 cents, about 4 cents on the feed grain price.
Mm-hmm.
That would reduce it from, say, $1.25 to $1.21, roughly.
Where would you take it off, on the payment, or would you take it off it would be off $1.05 or $1.
Well, I think it would probably the price support now on the Freeman plant is down to $1.05, and the payment is 20 cents, giving you a total of $1.25. He's already dropped the price support from $1.10 to $1.05. I would think he would argue that if you had to go down on either part, he would rather take it off the payment. Reduce the payment from 20 cents to some lower thing.
See, talk to him and see if you did adjust it, what you've done with cotton and rice, without him talking to a lot of people, where he'd recommend you take it off.
Where he'd recommend you take it off?
Yeah.
Good. All right.
Okay. You think he'd take it off of the payment, off the 20 cents?
I think he'd probably take it off the payment.
Would it be impractical to take it at 4 cents or rather than a nickel?
Sure, there's no reason why it has to be an even nickel, Mr. President.
Well, take what you've done, cotton and rice, and let's see what it do to
now,
bring
he
it.
He may already have announced the $1.25 support level, Mr. President. I haven't seen it in the paper, but it's possible that he's announced it. Did he mention that to you when he talked to you?
No, but he probably did this morning, his press conference. He didn't say it, but said he had a press conference.
I'll check right away.
Told him it hadn't been closed up yet, wasn't through. And, awfully disgusted with him. He did talk to Evans, but he says he didn't tell him anything.
No. There are certainly lots of other people in the Department of Agriculture who could have given Evans that story, Mr. President.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll call him right away.
All right, anything else you got?
I've got a number of things that I'm checking out this morning, Mr. President. I'm ready on only one. You remember this question of the Nashville Federal Office Building and Courthouse. So we checked with Henry Wilson this morning. He's strongly in favor of going ahead with it. On the ground, as you know, it's a high-priority project. He thinks that the Representative Fulton deserves it, and he says that Fulton is going on the Ways and Means Committee. I didn't know that.
We don't know, but let's just hold that. You don't have to go up with that until we decide Dallas and the others, which you, I'd included in there, but if you're down a little bit, you can.
We've got to put money in, Mr. President.
Yeah, but the budget doesn't...
reallocate the money in the budget. The two things that are open, the two big ones that are open on the GSA buildings are the Nashville Post Office and the Federal Office Building.
Yeah, I want to check Nashville, talk to some people besides Henry Wilson before I conclude that, to see what effect it has in other areas and up there. So let's if you, I don't know how you have to juggle it, but let's don't get me shoved into that one where I came back out like I am with feed grain.
Very good. Now, in addition, we're trying to find some other construction starts in Texas to replace that McAllen and Pearsall.
Let's look and see. How did we get Pearsall on there? Who shoved that into us?
Came through GSA, Mr. President. I suspect there was no, I don't know, but I suspect that no political pressure, but simply a technical evaluation of the need.
Let's see. We'll have to get them to give us a list of the eligible ones there.
We're getting that from them this morning.
All right, let me know.
Other Texas possibilities.
Okay, anything else?
That's all, Mr. President.
All right.
Thank you.